Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios. This is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. Winning at Life. The Daily Wrap, live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Get your phones out. Get them ready. 504-260-0995.
I'm your co-host, James Parker, coming up on the show today. It's Social Security Monday. We're going to tell you just a little bit more. We're going to keep dripping the knowledge on when and how you should turn on Social Security, depending on if you're divorced, if you're single, if you're widowed, if you're already on disability. If you have any of those questions, this is the only financial show that you can call right now and get an answer anywhere in the area, 504-260-0995. I want to start with a tough question, though. Gregory, we always talk about, we often talk about how technology is changing the world, leaps and bounds. Netflix just knocked out Blockbuster. Uber's knocked out the taxi system. Here's the next innovation that I'm kind of worried about. Would you be willing, even if it saved you considerably on the ticket, would you be willing to fly as a passenger in a pilotless plane?
No.
Oh, come on now. If you're going to New York City and it's either $2,000 or $1,000, you'll pay the $2,000 for the piloted plane.
Okay, will you get on a passenger bus without a driver?
Yes.
Really?
Well, look, There has to be some caveats in here, and I'll explain. It's real easy. Not the first time around. I don't buy the.
I'm not a pilot, but I'm a monitor.
Right, and we're crashing. Now, the thing is, I wouldn't do it at first. I don't want to be the first guy that buys a VCR. I don't want to be the first guy that gets a heart transplant. I don't want to be the first guy that does anything. I don't want to be the first guy that goes to the moon.
You don't want to be the 31st buyer of a Tesla S.
No. Okay. But see, I don't. When the first model of the pilotless airplanes come out, they're of course going to have some drawbacks and some bugs and some kinks in the system to work out. I don't want to be in that first round of pilotless flyers. But after 5 years, when I can look at the safety record, yes.
Understand.
Gravity?
No. Okay. This cars are a different matter. They're just now figuring this out. Do you understand these current jetliners they put up there are basically pilotless because they can take off, they can land, they're put on autopilot when they cruise. The planes can land themselves. The pilots are there to take over at times, monitor equipment. If something goes down, they can grab it, and I'll put it on the ground. You're not going to put it in the air and not be somebody up there to troubleshoot ever. I just don't see that ever getting approved because you've got too many things that can go wrong.
But what if this technology has existed for 5 years, and you learn after 5 years they're less likely to crash than the ones with dudes in them, or about comparable.
Look, you brought up the wrong version using airplanes because that's what they're already doing. The systems, they don't fly by wire. They fly by electronics and such up there. You know, they're up there for what's going to go wrong.
There's airlines right now who are aeronautics industry specialists who are perfecting this right now, and they're
I really find it hard to believe anytime soon we will see jetliners with that many people on board going. Look, I'm just telling you, it's mostly automated, but pilots are still up there, and it's going to stay that way.
All right. Now, you are in the vast, vast majority of people who answered this survey. They surveyed over 8,000 people across the planet, apparently. 17% of people surveyed said they would be likely to take an uncrewed flight. If you ask younger people, though, 27% of people 18 to 24 said yes.
Well, that's the same ones that are really great in the Army, too.
Well, hang on. Then it gets weird. The next age group up, 25 to 34, is more likely, 31%.
Well, they're good in infantry also.
I think they've paid for more airline tickets than the 18-year-olds have.
But you get my point.
I do.
They're like you. It's not that the planes I'm on don't crash. I'm James Parker. It's the other people's planes.
Yeah, that only happens to other people.
Yeah.
Okay. But the country that had the highest yes rate? You want to take a guess?
Highest yes rate, the country. Switzerland.
No, come on now. Where's your pride? It was America. It was America. I'm not scared to get on a plane with no pilots. I'm a man. I'm an American. Damn it. Undefeated in world wars, and we don't need pilots. Pilots. That's so European. You don't share my enthusiasm. It will happen in your lifetime. The question is, after 5-10 years, what will their safety record be?
Here's what they'll try to do first is, pilots actually over in a warehouse in Utah monitoring your flight.
Oh, that's interesting. So technically there's no one on board?
That's what they're doing with drones that are flying around the world.
Well, if there was a human backup.
Maybe not, they're in Utah. They might be in Wyoming. I don't know where they're at, but.
Someplace
they're
with
a low cost of living. Yeah.
So would that make you feel better? So if you knew somewhere there was a kid on a couch with a joystick with your back?
No. That wouldn't improve my feelings about the flight, but I'm just telling you, if it goes to that, that's the scenario you have.
I must say, I'm surprised only 27% of the country agrees with me that it's fine. Get on the pilotless plane. Another storyline we've been following is Tesla. They're doing something new now. They're going to issue their first bonds, and they're getting junk status. That's such a hard term for it. Hey, just single B rated. It's not. You don't have to go.
Who called it junk? You're not supposed to call it that. It's high yield bonds.
You're right. That's like calling it a secretary. No, it's an administrative assistant. Well, we know what it really is. It's a junk bond. It's it has a higher yield for a reason. 5.5% is the estimate.
We can't call it that. It's high yield bonds. And okay. When it's high yield, yeah, you're carrying more risk. Let's see. What have they run out of investors? People just lop them money over for a part of the company. They've run out of that. So now this company that can't make money wants to borrow money from you with a promise to pay. And yeah, we know we don't make money. So we're going to give you what, 5.25% interest rate?
Yeah, the estimate is going to be a 5.5% interest rate on a 7 to 8 year bond.
Gosh, give me a break. James Parker, this entrepreneur has all these companies running and none of them seem to make money, but they all have promise, he says.
They all get subsidies.
He's figuring things out. He's getting government breaks. He uses solar power. He uses oil from restaurants to power his service vehicles, but he's still not making any money. And now he comes to me wanting to borrow some money. He says, yeah, I know I'm a little risky, but I'm going to pay you a good yield. 6%. Well, when are you going to pay me back? Oh, I'm going to pay you back in 8 years. You gonna make interest payments? No, I'm gonna pay you back in 8 years. It's gonna be good. I'll be making money like no tomorrow. I might even buy you out early on it. How do I feel about that? I don't feel good helping James or Tesla because they don't make money.
So I think you might be right because the previous bonds that they were issuing were convertible bonds. After a period of time, if you didn't withdraw them or sell them,
these
they would
aren't.
Convert to equity. Right, they would
no,
convert to
we
equity
can just
positions.
Bankrupt you out of them.
But there's going to be people to buy this, and you know it. You know it. This is a hot company. This is a cool.
That's why they're doing it.
They could just take money.
So like some of the, just like they're paying us ridiculous multiple of 197 times for the stock.
Angie, your phone.
I don't know if it's, I might be referring to Amazon, but however, Tesla, multiple's ridiculous on there. And yeah, people overpay for the stock. Well, surely they wouldn't mind loaning us money.
The theory is, though, whenever the subsidies dry up, because he is subsidized on every level in almost every company. In fact, you can kind of see a pretty clear pattern. He only buys or starts companies where there's a subsidy. in the way ever since he got out of that PayPal racket.
You have credit risk, interest rate risk, and, oh, default risk on bonds. You need to think about all three of those. Did you notice what Snap was selling at today?
They had a winning day. I saw that. Aren't they? Didn't they bounce off a floor somewhere at the bottom of their from their IPO back in March? Isn't that the latest on Snaps? Don't get me wrong.
There it is.
I think I just checked on this earlier today, and they were down from the IPO, but they're up in the last three.
They're minus. Yeah, they were up, but they're down today, minus 1.18%. We saw them. I want to double check this number. But that's what I'm just talking about, these crazy companies that don't know how to make money. You had, can't see for looking. Let me take this.
I see it's at 13.
Yes, 13.39 today, but I was looking at what was this low.
The low was like 3 days ago.
I can't see for looking.
I got it right here. It was at 12.65. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You want to take the call?
Oh, there's a call? I'm just looking at this ridiculously low stock price.
You're just making fun of Snap? We got it.
Yeah, it was almost $12 the other day. And what was this public offering price? Somewhere in there?
$23, I think, $24.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. And then this Blue Apron deal has just going in the toilet as well. I think it's around $6.
All right. Hey, let's get the caller here to ask his question. We'll take a break. We'll answer it on the other side. You want to do that?
585. And it was actually up today. So go ahead. I'm just talking about this risky stuff. So you're talking about
Tesla
bonds.
Snap was a big loser. Blue Apron, big loser. I'm not buying
Tesla.
They
don't make money.
I'm not buying Tesla. I'm not buying a pilotless
Social
plane.
Social security question.
Art, you're first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you?
Good evening, James. I've got a good question for y'all. Knowing that I have a young wife, and much younger than me, and I was born right a couple days after 1960, so I'm not exactly sure when I started Social Security. It's probably 67 or something like that. And what happens when I do get on Social Security, am I able to contribute to my IRA until I'm 70 or 71, whatever it is, how many years, 3 or 4 more years? So I would make probably about $8,000 or between $6,500 and $8,500, whatever it is at that time, a year. And then my wife, she would probably make about $40,000 a year. So if I do go on Social Security, do I have to kick her to the curb after over 35 years of marriage, or do I start filing separately? Or how does that affect my Social Security?
All right.
A much younger wife.
All right, we're putting you on hold here, and we'll answer that question in 3 minutes. If you want to be after Art, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, perhaps it's time you came out to see Gregory Ricks Live. James Parker here. It's a financial first date where you meet Gregory and find out if we're right for you. Come to Gregory Ricks Live, Wednesday, August 23rd, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. RSVP at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Your shot at a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival now. Woo! Text the keyword FUN to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's FUN to 200-200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be, and You have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help. in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Have you set up a survivor or legacy plan? How are your assets looking long range? Do you have a plan if you move on how your assets are going to be managed? How are your assets going to move on to your beneficiaries or your spouse? Do you have a plan for that? And one of the things working with a financial advisor, if they have something like we do, the Total Wealth Authority, and we think it's something to work hand in hand with an estate planning attorney to make sure the assets are managed right and that they flow right, you may be able to get some help from a financial advisor if you do not have an estate or legacy plan.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Tell me what you want to hear.
Anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, the daily wrap. We do this every evening at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8, that is, 1 hour, live financial talk radio. If you caught us on Saturday, then you know we do it from 10 to 1 live on Saturdays as well. Tremendous show this past Saturday. We had a segment talking about fixed indexed annuity interest rates. Pretty good story there that was told with some of them. Is, you know, I think we gave, what, 6-7 indexes that were actually outperforming the S&P 500, subject to cap, spread, margin, participation rate.
Or Martian participation
rate.
Or
the Martian participation rate in the market as well. Maybe that's what just keeps driving it up.
All right. So when we stepped aside.
Phone number. We need to get phone number.
You're right. 504-260-0995. Art had a question. And I think the only thing I really took off of the explanation was he has a much younger wife, because I think he said it 6 times. But how does that affect when and how he turns on Social Security? He's born in 1960.
Well, FRA. For him, 60 or later,
full retirement age,
is 67.
All right, so that's first question answered.
So the younger wife is going to be 67 as well.
Oh, well, that's going to be a long time. But, okay, so do we start filing separately? And how long can I file? How long can I fund my IRA after 67? All the way to 71 four times?
70 and a half is... max contributions for IRA.
So three more times. And then...
depends when your birthday falls during that year. What month of birth are you?
January. Just a couple days in 1960. I could have been...
Okay, so you turned 60 and a half. I'm sorry. You turned 70 and a half in the year in which you turned 70, so you can't make a contribution that year. So age 69 is the last year that you're going to make a contribution to an IRA.
Sorry about the goofy rules there, Art.
2 or 3 years, that's it.
Three.
Well, if you're including age 67, that's 3 years.
As far as my my wife, now, I'm so for those 3 years, I'm going to make, say, $8,000 or $6,500 to $8,000, whatever the IRA funding is, I can fund my IRA.
$6,500 at this time.
$6,500 right now. I know that. Yes, yeah, so I was just thinking, you know, that time it would be $8,000 maybe, something like that.
Yeah, you okay. Can marking it in. Marking yeah. In the inflation.
Do I have to kick my wife to the curb, or after 35 years of marriage, do I file separately now?
Why?
Because she's going to make about $40,000 a year, so I don't want them to take my Social Security back.
Well, when are they going to start taking it back? It's not affecting you. You don't have earned income. You retired. Turned it on.
And then when we file together, so we file together and,
now,
and we
let's
have a $50,000 income plus Social Security,
okay.
wouldn't that all add up and then they'll start taking back my Social Security? Because if we
no,
file together
you're,
all these years?
You're not earning income that would affect your Social Security. You can have earned income enough, like what? You've got to make almost $17,000 a year to have them take back Social Security. But if you're at 67, there's no income cap. So you could still be working. And if you have earned income of, let's say, the IRA contribution is $8,000 in that year, as long as you have earned income to cover that, you can do so. But if you don't have earned income, she will have enough for both of you if she's, say, making $40,000.
The clawback stuff only happens if you turn it on early, right, Gregory?
Right.
Yeah. That's what you're thinking of, Art.
Oh, so they won't be taking it back from me as long as I wait until full retirement.
Yep.
Now, it'll make some of his Social Security taxable, right, and that otherwise
that's what I'm
may
saying.
Not
it
be subject
be
to
taxable. Well, he's going to be taxable. I'm sure he's going to be 85% inclusive.
So would I
but
file
no
separately, or can I file separately?
No. Why would you? You don't need to file separately. You're not needing to file separately.
That won't help you to file separately, Art.
Yeah, you're not gaining any advantage.
Now, if you're just looking for a younger wife, like you want to go younger in that position, like the Yankees just did with their shortstop, maybe you should get a divorce after 35 years. But you sound pretty happy.
Oh, yes. I'm always happy, yes.
All right. Well, I think we cleared that one up. Thank you very much for your call, Art. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. Thanks for all the love that we're getting over here on the Facebook live feed. If you want to watch us at the time, right now, or after the fact, find the Winning It Life Facebook page. We got a little group over here, too, the Winning It Life VIP group. Hello, Steven. Hello, Corey. Hello, Dawn. Hello, who else is in here? Oh, look, Angie's in there. Hi, Angie. Hey, I'm in here. Hi, James. There's some more hearts. Thank you.
But, you know, we'll go back to that year. I just want to bring up another thing. Say, born in 1960 or later, your start age is 67. However, you can still start it at age 62. Big haircut, but you can do so. Your benefit's going to be reduced. Let's say your birth year is 1960, so it means you can turn Social Security on at 67 for FRA, full retirement age. But you could still turn it on at 62. It's only going to be a 30% reduction in benefits.
Yikes. And then there is the clawback, right? You got to give back $1 for every two you make until you get to full retirement age.
Yeah.
A lot of bad stuff there.
But, you know, when you think about it, it's like, gosh, what's life expectancy going to be in the 90s? Oh, but we're going to shift to a single-payer health system and you're going to die earlier because they're going to deny you meds and tests and everything.
Wee! So, that got dark real quick.
Well, think about this. If they're going here, jump into health care costs. Why do they want to go to a single-payer system? Because what's one of the biggest entitlements we have on the planet?
Medicare.
Is in this country. It's Medicare. So how do they cut costs?
Ask Charlie Gard's parents.
They deny procedures. They deny visits. They deny meds. They're going to deny. And if you don't get that test, you don't know you have that tumor in your head or in your chest or in your heart. Whatever, you know what I mean? So that's how they'll cut costs. So then we have life expectancy change. Instead of going up, it's going to go down.
You ready for the numbers?
Yeah, let's get on something much better, positive.
Dude, there's a lot of positive today. If you want to follow along with the numbers segment, go to GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab. Pull up the numbers page.
The numbers.
Yeah, actually, I guess today the numbers are going to be brought to you by Steven over here in Facebook Live. He asked what we're drinking today. What's our drink?
I didn't go get mine. You're drinking something like sour beer.
Yeah, it's an Urban South. It's a brewery out of New Orleans, cooped up. Tart Farmhouse Ale. I'm telling you, the guy at lunch today was right. We've gone from the hyper IPA to now the hyper sour, from the bitter to the sour. Anyway, to the numbers, though.
Well, I'm staying somewhere in the middle of that.
I'm trying, but I'll experiment. I'm a loosey-goosey guy. But the numbers were huge. Again, Gregory, how many times are we going to make history this year? Because now we're up to, I guess it's 35. And that's how many days in the row the old Dow has finished at a record? So, let's see. I think it's at 10. But 22,118 is the new record. Angie Phone? So it was up 0.12% today. That's a 25-point hike. The S&P had a great day as well. It was up 0.16%. 2480 is where it stands at the close. And the NASDAQ actually led the way. It was up 0.5% today. And if you look at the charts, all three of them laid over each other. NASDAQ was heads and feet above the other two indices that we usually watch. And then the Russell was getting in on the party, too. It was up 0.13% today. It's at 14.14.
10-year treasuries, 2.257, looking at the five-day chart, seeing that interest rates moved up just a little bit today, and that'll take us to the 30-year mortgages. Let's see, what can you do on a 30-year mortgage? Whoa, 3.92% was the last.
Oh, so it's going down again.
So it's gone down, hadn't picked back up, but that wasn't much movement up on 10-year treasuries. And then we've got crude oil at $49.29. You know, we did see 50 get into the close at above 50 last week, but now it's back at 49 and change. Gold off a little bit today. You can just about call it flat. The close was $1,263.70 per precious troy ounce. And then for the people that like that bag of silver coins, $16.245 on it.
Volatility index under 10 again. So, all right, 504-260-0995.
That's like no fear, no pilots, no fear, no VIX.
And I think it was the lowest volume day in a few years we've had, too. All right, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority presents the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Back to School Family Health Expo. It's Saturday, August 12th at the Dryads YMCA, 10 until 2 o'clock. The day will include school supplies and health screenings. The D&D Youth Organization is a mentoring group that teaches using the discipline of boxing. Come to their fundraiser on August 19th featuring Greg True Champ Davis. Go to dndyouth.org. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Speaking with somebody the other day, I said, how's that car repair coming? It's not ready yet, but I've got a bigger problem. I've got to come up with the $500 on the deductible. Yeah, that's running things pretty tight, isn't it? You know what? A lot of people do that. It's where we talk about, I've got to start saving money for retirement. I've got to put some money away. What do you have? Well, I don't have anything yet, but I'm wanting to get started. How much savings do you have? Well, I don't really have any savings. We're going to start with savings, because the last thing you need is to say, put that money into securities or a safe money tool, and all of a sudden you're needing to go grab that money, and it might be expensive to go pull it back out.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
And I can give you those red flags if I see something going wrong or something that you're not aware of that others that kind of dabble in this business don't really know all facets and details.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissanera. Things getting back to normal at a maximum security prison in Arkansas after inmates grabbed keys from three officers and held them hostage.
Prison officials have given everything the all clear. We're told the disturbance has been resolved and things are slowly but surely going to get back to normal here at Tucker Max. Earlier this afternoon, we're told at 3:30 during a recreational call, six inmates managed to somehow snatch the keys away, took control of an area of the prison. There were three correctional officers trapped, if you will, in there with them.
Reporter Victoria Price with KLRT in Tucker, Arkansas. The officers were not harmed. One inmate not involved in the incident was taken to the hospital. A British model who says she was lured to Milan and kidnapped and held for ransom by men who threatened to sell her online is back in Britain. Chloe Ayling is communicating with authorities. One man has been arrested. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Favorite show, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back, Winning at Life. You know it's live financial talk radio, the place where you can get those questions answered about Social Security, even with the younger wife that Art has.
Much younger wife.
We could even deal with those questions. Mutual funds, ABC, R shares, whatever. We'll help you out and figure out what the heck is going on. Department of Labor ruling, how that's going to affect your retirement. How about lump sum pension options? 504-260-0995.
Say it again, but slower, Gregory. I think you said it too fast. That was too fast.
I know, and he's about to run off the road. Sorry about that. Hold on. I'm going to give it to you a little slower. 504-260-0995.
Let's head off to the phones. David, Mobile, Alabama. You're next up on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, David? There you are. Hey, David.
Really, this is the first time I've even heard this this show ever, and I've just kind of...
Oh, no.
Well, it's not the last time we hear him, maybe.
Lost him? What was he calling about?
I don't know. It's calling about Mobile, Alabama, I guess.
It was the first time he ever heard the show and got disconnected. Okay, well, let's move on to Susan from Lacombe.
Susan in Lacombe, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Susan?
Yeah, I'm a little confused. I think I may have made a mistake. I know, Gregory, you know me, I'm one of your clients, but I'm trying to manage my brother's money, who he's disabled and low income, and I'm filling out an application for him to get some rental assistance, and I come up on the question, Are you going to get a, I can't ever remember the term, the minimum required withdrawal
RMD
from an
IRA? Required minimum distribution?
You expect, yeah. And it just occurred to me, this is the year that he will be 70 and a half. So,
what's his birth month?
What month? Let's see. He was 70. He turned 70 in May. May, June, July.
Yeah, he's making it this year.
Yeah. Now, this is the thing I think I did wrong. 18 years ago, when he retired from his little job at the government, he had a thing called a thrift savings plan. You probably know what that is, right?
Yes, the government fund.
I rolled that into a regular account. And now I'm thinking I shouldn't have done that. But anyway, it's too late now. It's very low amount of money. He's still required to withdraw, even if it's like $4,200 total value?
Yes, Susan, he is. So what are their rules? Are they like, is there some cap to income or something that may affect him? Because that's where we need to do some future planning if this doesn't blow it up completely.
This came up all of a sudden, and I mean, I've had this, I just got this application and realized that he was eligible, and their income cap for a single person is $22,000, and he's well below that. Now, I did find a calculator online that I don't know if I can trust it or not, but I put the amount in, and it said he would have to withdraw $182 a year. So that wouldn't blow up the...
No, that's not going to put him over the income limit or anything, but might be something we need to talk about for him further down the line as it increases. But it's not going to increase much a year based on that.
But that sounds logical to you, that it would be that small amount of money?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and put that down then as that's what he's going to get.
Now, let me just give me a second. I'm going to grab a divisor here, and we can look at that. The divisor for 70 is 27.4, meaning you can take his account value this past December 31st and divide it by 27.4. And that would give you the number if you're wanting to double check it yourself compared to their calculator.
27.4.
Yes.
As of this coming December 31st or last?
It was based on the value of last December 31st.
Last December, okay.
Of the account value, and the divisor is 27.4 for his RMD.
Okay. I'm really sound like really incompetent here, but this was 18 years ago. When I took it out of that savings plan,
the TSP?
I'm wondering if I might have we might have paid the taxes on it then.
Well, it would have been a taxable event if you took it directly out. If you rolled it over to an IRA, it would still be in a tax-deferred status.
And the account, it doesn't tell me if it's an IRA or not.
I think
I'm going to have to call the company that holds the account, huh?
Yeah, call. That would be the easiest thing to do is call wherever you have the account at, call them and ask them the tax status.
Yeah, I better do that first thing, and then I can fill the rest of this form out. But I hope
Let me know if you need some help, Susan. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening.
Good to hear from you, Susan in Lacombe. So using that divisor, that comes out right. It should be a pretty small number. I just took $100,000 divided by 27.4, and it came out to about $3,600. So then per month, I would be required to take out about $300. Does that sound – these are all rough numbers. Does that sound about right?
$3,650 is your number based on $100,000.
Right. So then by the month, I would get about $300 out,
Well, you could take it that way. You could take it lump sum. You could take it monthly, quarterly, however you wish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we have David.
David made a return there. Yeah,
it's the second time he's called the show now,
and he's only heard us once.
Yeah,
two calls out of one show.
Two calls on one show.
How can we help you, David?
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'm 61 years old. I have my own business. It's a small business, but I have 5 employees, and I don't really plan on going away anytime soon. But being a small business, I can dictate what I make a year. I can do it by either giving my employees more money or whatever. And I do have a couple of rental properties, but it's just now coming up whether a decision about retiring at 62 or 66 and 4 months, I think it is. I was born in 1956. But there's always that kind of question there. And I guess what I was calling for is if I did take an early retirement, can I still defer some of my income into a 401k? Oh, well, actually, I'm too small to have a 401k, but into a somewhat of a IRA?
You're never too small to have a 401k, whether or not it'd be efficient for you. You could be the only employee for the company, and you could have a solo 401k. So regarding deferred income, it depends on how that's structured as well. That is something you could do as well, is create a deferred compensation plan for yourself.
What I do right now is with my employees, it's just six of us, and I match dollar for dollar, 7%.
Awesome.
And yeah, it is. It's unfortunate that only three of them take me up on it, but anyway,
send some more people over to take you up on it tomorrow. How's that?
Well, you know, I am incorporated, so whatever I do for myself, I have to do for them. But And I don't mind it. You know, wonderful people here. But I'm just wondering, can I continue to defer this? And if I'm locked in, I'm just, you know, as a metaphor, using a figure, just for simple math, if it was $100 a month right now at age 62, will that amount change as I add to it?
I'm not sure what you're asking on continuing to defer it. So as long as you have the company and have income, you can keep putting money into the plan.
Right.
That you have. What kind of plan is it that you do have a 401k right now?
I do. And okay. So where I'm getting at is, you know, I'm sure I'm limited. I'm single. And have been for a long time. Ex-wife has been remarried for many years. And so I can kind of tweak what I make. First of all, how much can I make without being penalized somewhat? And if I continue to work like I'm working with my business, I draw a paycheck like everybody else, that amount that I just used as $100 a month as a metaphor there, when I do get to be 66 in 4 months, does that amount go up, or am I locked in right now? Am I locked in at that $100 a month to the end of life?
And you're talking about putting into the plan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll continue to draw a check and have everything deducted out.
You're losing me a little bit, because we've got two different things. This is about you putting money into the company plan, and you're going to start drawing Social Security at your full retirement age.
Well, I wasn't talking about my full retirement age. I was talking about if I did it at 62, but I continued working for my company, kept it going, and I still had taxes, and I still
You can put money in the plan, but you're going to have to monitor your income because of the clawback. They're going to take for every $2 you make, and I believe that number's around $17,000. I've got a page up here because we get the question all the time, but that's really what they're getting at, is they're going to take some of that money back. So you need to monitor how much you're taking. But here's the thing about doing the contributions. That's pre-tax money, so it's reducing what you show as in earned income by what you're putting in there. So it helps. So there's some workarounds there.
But as am I continuing with my check? Am I continuing paying into Social Security as I do right now up to $17,000? Will my actual Social Security payment increase when I get to be 66 in 4 months?
Well, here's what they're looking back, is what you're earning now is what they're expecting you to do for the next 5 years. So it could have, when you start reducing income, it could have just a little bit of a effect. If you have some other questions, you can call the office during the day. Go to gregoryricks.com. We've got to jump to a break right here, right now.
Yeah, thank you for calling in and listening in Mobile. I know it's your first show. I hope it's not your last. And you'll hear some other scenarios that are similar to yours. But get that Gregory Ricks and Associates app. It's just two thumb pushes away from calling the office or calling the show again. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers, where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress, when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Hey, Raj, happy birthday. How are you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. Have you thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that, and so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You're listening and have a 401k. You always want to make sure you know what's pre-tax and what's after-tax dollars in that account and make them separated. If both of those monies get rolled over to an IRA, the way I define it is it's like pouring cream in your coffee and you're just saying, oh, no. I don't like cream in my coffee. How can I get that out? How can you get it out? You can't. But there is a form where you can fill out when you take distributions that you'll simultaneously take out pre-tax and after-tax dollar at the same time so you don't get taxed again. So you've got to keep up with it. I would rather separate it. If I don't want cream in my coffee, we're never mixing the two.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200. May we all.
Money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I'm your co-host, James Parker. Our next Gregory Ricks live event, August 23rd. Just 3 weeks away. It's on a Wednesday. What happens is it's a financial first aid. You've been looking for someone to take a second opinion at that big pile of money you're saving up. You got someone else handling your money. You don't think they're doing a great job. Or maybe you're just new to the whole process and you don't trust anyone with your nest egg, but might as well start shopping for a doctor to handle your patient. That's what this is. It's a financial first date. You come out, you meet Gregory Ricks, you meet the crew. I'll be there. You get a presentation talking about just sort of what we're all about, but it's more philosophical. There's no products that are going to be mentioned. We're not going to try and sell anybody anything. It's just sort of an inside look on how we like to operate. And really, if you like the flow and the way we think about how you should be investing money, then you make the decision if you want to have a meeting after that and come on board. But, you know, there's few people out there that don't think we're risky enough or don't they want to be chasing yield or it just there's not always a match. So this is sort of the I loved those shows when they were on. Did you ever watch Fifth Wheel and Elimidate and Blind Date, those little dating shows?
No.
That were sort of like game shows? It was about 10-15 years ago.
No.
Oh, loved them. It's like Love Connection then. You remember that one?
No.
You know Chuck Woolery, Love Connection, 1980s?
No.
I give up. To the phones we go. Steve and Homa, you're next up. Oh, wait. I had a question. Dave in Mobile. Why was he wanting to turn it on at 62?
Well, you know what? That's a great question, because he's able to adjust income. What's the advantage of turning it on? Because you're taking, you know, 29 to 30% haircut that we talked about. It isn't quite as much as the 67-year-old. But I would be thinking about, if you have the income, don't turn on Social Security early. What's the point? He's creating a juggling contest there of, ooh, how much can I make? And you're turning it on early, it's being taxable as well. Start thinking about maybe deferring the Social Security so it gets bigger and you're continuing to put more in. Remember, they're looking at the last 35 years, so if you change what they're expecting, yeah, the check could shrink a little bit if you're not continuing to put in as much. And
yeah.
Once again, thanks for that call, David.
Yeah, I know you're just dealing with the scenario he gave you.
But it brings up a lot of questions, and if we're actually having a sit-down discussion about it, yeah, we're kind of going to talk about correlation of the assets, the 401k contributions, how much is in the 401k, how long do you plan to work, and what's the math of this is what we're going to try to get at. Heck, we don't even know his emergency savings either.
All right, I just wanted to run that by you. 504-260-0995. Steve in Houma, you are next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you? Hey, Steve.
James, thank y'all. I have a question in regard to reducing taxes. Y'all may have remembered before, I've got a pension, about $23,000. I got fixed assets. I got emergency fund. I got Roth. I got IRAs, and I'm running all the Roths right now, and I'm 63. So I'm running everything Roth, because I would rather do the tax-free when you meet all the requirements later on. Now, in that regard, I don't have any other options to do tax-deferred, tax-free to save taxes. However, isn't a health savings account at the bank tax-free when it's used correctly? I take it off my income. It comes down off the adjusted gross.
Well, in fact, it's...
That might be my only option, Greg.
In fact, if you have a high deductible health plan, you can set up one at your bank. It's pre-tax, it grows tax-free, and there's no taxes if you're using it for a qualified expense.
Isn't that great?
It kind of has the three tax strategies that we love all in one.
Yes, sir. And in that regard, Mr. Gregory, I haven't been able to read any other specific requirements. It's just that simple. For a Roth, you got to have it for 5 years, you got to be over 59 and a half, et cetera, et cetera. Traditional IRA, you get taxed on it. But this health savings account in the bank, do you know what the maximum amount is a year you can put in?
Well, are you...
Yes, sir.
Self only, or is it a family?
It would be, my wife and I is on the insurance.
That well, a family go. Under age 55, you can put up to $6,750 a year into it for 2017. If you're over age 55, you can put up to $7,750.
Wow.
In a health savings account. But once again, to enroll, you need to be in a high deductible health plan.
Okay.
You cannot have any other health insurance that is not high deductible health plan.
Okay.
You cannot be enrolled in Medicare or TRICARE. TRICARE is the military.
Correct.
Can't have received care from the VA within the last 3 months.
Okay.
Other than preventive care.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot be eligible to be claimed as a dependent on somebody else's tax return. So I think you're good on the last one for sure.
Very good. Does there come an age or a time in the future where that health savings account is you can't put any more into it because you're 70 or something like that?
Well, it has to do with being in a high deductible health plan, which should carry you to 65.
To Medicare. Oh. See, you won't have a high deductible health plan once you're on Medicare.
Correct, and I have a health care plan for life with a pension I got, so that may not be an advantage for me.
You must sleep well, Steve.
I didn't sleep well when I was young, but Yeah, as you know, fellas, I'm really enjoying talking to y'all, and I'm still coming. My appointment's coming. I got all my papers. I just got to get it. But look, just to mention again, y'all website has a wealth of information if anybody wants to look into it. So thanks again, y'all. I'm digging it up all over the place. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank
bye-bye,
you
y'all.
For listening.
Right on.
Bye-bye.
Old Stephen Homa, he's always a cheerful caller.
We like hearing from him. He's always positive.
Well, look, I'm glad he called because I had an oversight. That we got a message 3 minutes after we got off the air on Saturday's show from Jim. And we want to get this right, and I didn't want to forget him because he's one of these Bell Bonds guys. Jim's Bell Bonds, he's huge. He looks like Andre the Giant got a haircut. And the question was simple. Can you get an HSA if you have no insurance?
Yeah, why not?
No. A health savings account. If you have no insurance, you have to have the high deductible health plan.
You have to have high deductible health plan.
Yeah.
It does say high deductible or no health insurance. It says high deductible health insurance.
Yeah, so you can get an HSA, but you also have to get the high deductible. The HDHP, as the cool kids are calling it, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, what we always want is more acronyms.
Government loves acronyms. You should see the size of this fellow, Gregory. I'm glad we didn't forget him.
Yeah, we covered that on in hour three, the back half of hour three on the Saturday show. That is the weekly wrap. You can pick it up on the podcast, GregoryRicks.com.
Yeah, and he also says he has 11 kids.
He needs some kind of plan.
All right, Jim. I just hope we kept him happy. All right, that's going to about do it for the show today. I can't stress enough, though, our next Gregory Ricks live event, August 23rd. Are we going to have to make Steve go again? But if you're looking for someone to take a look at your life's work, you know, that's not just a number at the bottom of a spreadsheet in your general ledger. That is your life's work, your savings there.
Actually, yeah, it represents what you've done all your life.
So maybe you need some professional help making sure that life's work goes as far as possible. Maybe even helps out the next generation. RSVP, if you want to be a part of the event, go to GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or call the office, 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.